You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Lily Jamali. Wednesday, members of the House of Representatives proved they actually can agree on something.
On this vote, the yeas are 352, the nays are 65.
In a bipartisan vote, lawmakers passed a bill that would force TikTok to split from its Chinese owner ByteDance or face a ban, the first for a social media app in the U.S. President Biden has signaled he'd sign the bill into law if it passes the Senate. But as Jamil Jaffer points out, a little something called the First Amendment, the one about free speech, well, that could complicate this crackdown. Jaffer is the executive director of the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University.
You know, the practice of restricting citizens' access to foreign information and ideas and foreign media, that's a practice that has historically been associated with authoritarian regimes. You know, that fact is reason enough for us to be wary about going down this road. But the bigger reason, I think, to, you know, reject this idea is that it would be ineffective. The same kind of information that TikTok collects about its users is available to anybody who wants to buy it on the open market from data brokers and data aggregators. If China wants data about Americans, it has many ways to get that data that don't involve TikTok. So this bill is going to be ineffective. And at the same time, it restricts Americans from accessing a platform that is one of the most popular communications platforms in the world.
Which you argue is a violation of the First Amendment rights of Americans.
I do argue that it's a violation of the First Amendment rights of Americans, and I have Supreme Court case law to point to. You know, less than a decade ago, in a case called Packingham versus North Carolina, the Supreme Court held that the First Amendment protects Americans' right to access social media platforms. And 50 years ago, in a case called Lamont versus Postmaster General, the court held that the First Amendment protects Americans' right to access foreign propaganda. Yes, it's true. TikTok is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is headquartered in China. The Chinese government has a lot of influence with companies that are headquartered there. But nobody is arguing that TikTok is just Chinese propaganda. And yet in a case that was decided again, you know, half a century ago, the Supreme Court said, even when it's uncontested that what Americans are trying to receive from abroad is communist propaganda, they have a First Amendment right to do so.
So what do you expect will happen if this bill passes the Senate and has President Biden sign it, which he has said he will?
I mean, you know, Congress has a lot of power, but it can't override the First Amendment. And this bill will certainly be challenged in court. And at some point, the Biden administration is going to have to point to a justification for the bill that survives First Amendment scrutiny. So there's going to be a First Amendment fight here if this law is passed by the Senate.
That was Jamil Jaffer at the Knight First Amendment Institute. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.